WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI has released new surveillance video of the suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah University, jumping off the roof of a building. CBS's Anna Schechter.
That video shows just how quickly he was able to escape the area.
Bizarre start to the trial of the man accused of trying to kill President Trump at his golf course in Florida. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the judge stepped in.
Partway through, she had stopped him, tried to put him back on track, and told him he couldn't make a mockery of this courthouse.
Ryan Ruth's representing himself. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's bid to prevent some immigrant children from enrolling in an early childhood program. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The court found that, in fact, the proper procedures were not used to stop this, and it's not clear under the currently written law that, in fact, these immigrants should not have access to Head Start.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. This is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend, 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Friday, September 12th, 2025. It is another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media radio network. And if you're listening instead as a podcast or through the website or watching us on social media, that counts just as much. We love having all of you here to wrap up the work week. I got a question for you, and it's actually not about last night's Packer game. It's, would you like to go to at least one more Milwaukee Brewers game? Stick around. The key word for Free Ticket Friday is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Coming up on the program today, President Trump finally approves disaster relief for flash flood victims in southeast Wisconsin, but only after telling another lie about the 2020 election. We'll talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil at 6:22 about the ongoing effort to tone down the violent rhetoric in the wake of this week's political violence. We'll ask former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel at 7:22 to make it make sense. The same U.S. Supreme Court that says race cannot be a consideration for college admissions says race can be an issue in deciding whether law enforcement can pull over, harass, or even detain people they only suspect of not being citizens. We'll ask journalists Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze at 7:35 about the coverage of the Charlie Kirk murder, especially the double standard that accompanies the sane washing taking place about Kirk's place in American political discourse. Just after 8 a.m., we're going to ask Dr. Kristen Lyerly about not a doctor, Robert Kennedy Jr., and the misinformation he's spreading about autism and Tylenol. And Mike Clemens will help us review last night's Packers win over Washington, 27-18. A great game, but comes with at least one noteworthy injury as well. Along the way, of course, you can follow us in the comment sections on Facebook and YouTube for Up North News or for Civic Media. Put something there, a question or a comment. We may pop it up on screen and respond to it. And of course, the best way to get in touch with us is through the Civic Media app. And there, it's got a text feature, and it also has a voice note feature where you can just hit voice note and record us a little message. And again, as always, if you heard everything there and you know you're not going to get to it this morning, catch it over the weekend by subscribing to us as a podcast. Head over to Spotify. And as long as you're online at that point, you should also sign up for our Up North News newsletters. There's a daily one that our new newsletter editor, Ellie, is putting together, and then a Sunday morning one with a focus on Wisconsin politics. Ellie's newsletter today includes stories on Wisconsin breweries and beer gardens that welcome dogs, if you want to take your pup for a pint, and 9 of Wisconsin's prettiest autumn drives. It is definitely time to start thinking about where you want to go on the weekend if you get some free time and maybe you want to do a little road tripping. So again, sign up for that in our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Down to Madison we go. In Studio A2, we find Parker Olson, who, like a lot of us, stayed up a little bit past our bedtime. But by and large, it was worth it, Mr. Olson. Would you agree?
Oh, I would definitely agree. It was a good cause, supporting the Packers. It always is a good cause. You have to support your Packers. This is why we're fans, Pat.
Your support can sometimes get to be a little emotional, and that's why I would like to have, for everybody's benefit, a dramatic reinterpretation. If you could go back in time about 5-6 minutes or so, when you heard off air that when Jaden Reed went down with that injury in the end zone, you did not know until 5 minutes ago. No. He broke his collarbone.
No, I didn't. I was unaware. I'm still sad. This is not good. But we don't have a wide receiver. We don't have wide receiver one. We don't have a so it doesn't. I don't think it matters that much for the team, but it is obviously nice. I like Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed's great. Yeah. But the I'm not. I don't know. I was going to say the hero of the game, the surprise of the game, the breakout of the game, tight end Tucker Kraft.
Okay.
Holy cow! He's good.
Tucker Kraft is quite possibly my favorite football player of all time. Mm-hmm. He just like kind of epitomizes what I think of football, like good football. Because when I think football, I think very Midwestern. I think like down and dirty, run the ball, tight end, big tight ends blocking. But he can catch too, which is really mm-hmm. cool. And he's just so fun. Isn't he awesome? Oh
my he is. And the thing is, and again, I'm not doing fantasy football this year. I've done it in the past. So I know that one of the difficult things is it's one thing to have your quarterback and who's going to be your wide receiver, who's going to be your running back. Yeah. Tight ends are a little tougher deal because they're a combination of players, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get the maybe two, maybe three good ones on the team, you know, you're doing okay. But beyond that, it's tough. So anybody who has Tucker Kraft and then started him yesterday,
yes,
they're happy campers because he had quite the breakout performance.
Unlike I, who started Matthew Golden, who had a whopping 1.5 points. I'm happy I drafted him. I probably shouldn't be starting him, though.
It was, I want to say it was a good thing that Jordan Love tried to go deep as often as he did. He's got a cannon.
Yeah.
It's just that a lot of them weren't connecting, but at no point was I looking going, oh, he's off the mark or the receivers are off the mark. Yeah. There was some good pass defense by Washington last night.
Yeah, true too. Packers defense though was absolutely incredible. They haven't given up 100 yards total yet rushing. I think it was 51 to the Lions and 46 last night to the Commanders. Mm-hmm. And Keyshawn Nixon had 5 pass breakups last night. That's ridiculous.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, the Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he's really good. He was surprisingly good last year, his first year as a starter. And so it actually was a pretty big deal that the pass rush kept his numbers unusually low. Mm-hmm. And so again, it all finished with a 27-18 win. We'll have more to say about it throughout the course of the morning here. But the other thing to know is that the Packers now, they will not be playing this Sunday, obviously. So get out and about if you got to do anything, because the Packers now have 9 days off before the next game.
The mini bye.
It'll be Sunday, September 21st at Cleveland, and a noon start. And you can hear it across several Civic Media radio stations.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
My uncle is a Browns fan.
Uh-oh. Oh, well.
It'll be fun.
Will you watch the game together?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. You've also got the Wisconsin Badgers football team in Alabama for the first time, playing tomorrow. Kickoff at 11, pregame at 9 on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And I heard Mike Clemens saying before, you know, it's been a long time since the Badgers beat Alabama in 1928. Well, I looked it up, and I mean, the teams have only played twice before. You know, there was the first game in Madison, 1928. The Badgers win 15-0. And the other was in 2015 at AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys, when Alabama beat Wisconsin 35-17. So not a deep history.
No, which is, you know what? That's what I want, though, that this shouldn't be a game that happens very often.
especially when the Badgers are like big time underdogs, but that could make the game that much more fun to watch and or listen to. And the Brewers were off yesterday. They will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins tonight at 6:35. on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. So what do you say we just get to that free ticket Friday keyword right about now?
That's a good catch. We should do that.
All right. So the deal on Free Ticket Friday is pretty simple. Use that Civic Media app. Call up one of the stations where you hear the show. Use the text feature. Text us a keyword and then do it again throughout the course of the day. Different keywords on different shows. And then among all those statewide entries, one will be plucked out to win four great seats to a specific Brewers game. For today, the tickets are for the game next Thursday night against the Anaheim Angels. All right. So you got to be able to go to that game next Thursday night. You got to be able to get and use electronic tickets on your phone. And if that all applies to you, the keyword until 9 o'clock this morning is catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch, like catch a ball. Catch is the keyword between now and nine. You can start texting that in and then listen to more keywords throughout the course of the day for your chance to win on this free ticket Friday. Okay, as mentioned, President Donald Trump was very full of himself yesterday, putting out word on his tiny social media account that he had graciously agreed to something like $30 million in emergency disaster relief for flash flood victims in southeast Wisconsin. That's a good thing. It provides certainty for people who have been putting off getting bids and making plans for fixing the damage because thousands of homes were affected by the flash flooding. But of course, he couldn't just leave it at that. It included a line in his tweet about, that Wisconsin, we won big there in 2016, 2020, and 2024, and I'm happy to deliver for the state of Wisconsin. You didn't win in 2020. Again, he's still putting the big lie out there. But at least the funding has been okay. Another note that I wanted to pass along actually comes out of Brazil, where a panel of Supreme Court justices sentenced the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, to 27 years in prison Thursday after convicting him of attempting a coup to remain in office despite his 2022 electoral defeat. Bolsonaro was an army captain who became the country's first right-wing president and has always denied any wrongdoing. He can try to appeal the ruling of the five justices to all 11 justices. He's currently under house arrest. Bolsonaro was convicted on charges of attempting to use the military to kill his rival who defeated him in that 2022 election. That would be the current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro's co-conspirators, three generals and an admiral, were also sentenced for their roles. So because Bolsonaro was a right-winger who would use the military for personal power, you can see where this is going with our own president who attempted a coup, right? Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the administration, quote, will respond accordingly to this witch hunt. And Trump has already applied a 50% tariff on imported Brazilian goods, which it said was in reaction to the process against Bolsonaro. So they're basically admitting that your prices are going to go up for any Brazilian goods for personal and political spite. Is this some abstract thing for Wisconsin? Not if you grow soybeans or have anything to do with a bunch of other exports. Because Trump's made-up trade war with China means, as we learned yesterday from Sean O'Malley talking about your money in the markets, China has not yet placed a single order for U.S. soybeans this season. They bought billions of dollars worth last year. Where's China going for those soybeans? Yeah, Brazil. One of the four justices who voted to convict yesterday said Bolsonaro was the instigator, the leader of an organization that orchestrated every possible move to maintain or seize power. Don't doubt for a moment that their inspiration came from watching Trump less than 2 years earlier orchestrate and instigate an attempted coup with fake electors, undermining election credibility, trying to strong-arm state officials to falsify election results, flood the courts with meritless lawsuits, and when all that failed, summon a mob, that included Derek Van Orden, and whip it into a violent frenzy. It fell short. Bolsonaro came a little bit closer. Now, in the good old days, you could understandably say, well, the Brazil case is different in that he plotted to kill his opponent, except that Trump has now appointed Supreme Court justices who were literally asking if he could use SEAL Team 6 to kill an opponent, and they answered, sure, why not, so long as he feels it's part of his official duties. So the lesson to draw is simple. Voters can restore a democracy and defeat authoritarians, but expect resistance again. And so this time, be ready to defend our government and our democracy with real consequences for anyone who tries to plot the next coup against our nation. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman Program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's 6:22 now on this Friday morning, and Courier Newsroom's national political editor, Kia Vakil, is with us now. Kia, how are you today?
I'm all right, Pat.
As can be expected, basically,
yeah,
right?
You know, my brain's in about 11 million different places, but, you know, doing all right.
Yeah. For folks that don't follow regularly, Kia is, as national political editor, he sees a lot of the copy that's written and the videos that are put out by all of the various state-based outlets of Courier Newsroom. Up North News is one of them. And so not only is he seeing all of the events of the week through a state lens, but he's seen multiple versions of them. And Kia, I know one of the themes that we have talked about behind the scenes here is about toning down the rhetoric, which, yes, in Wisconsin, we've acknowledged is a little tougher because of the language of Congressman Derek Van Orden. But setting that aside, I feel like by and large, much of the nation remains unified behind the notion of don't take an already volatile situation and make it worse with politics right now.
Yeah, I think if you went out and surveyed 100 people in person, you'd probably get 80-90% agreement on that. I think the problem is like online is a different story, because the social media algorithms that, you know, have been produced, have been created to just bring out the worst in people, and then amplify that to everyone, really suggest otherwise. They suggest that everyone in the whole country on the right and even some on the left are frothing at the mouth right now and are celebrating this and are jazzed and think, you know, by celebrating this, we mean, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, obviously. And
right.
it's, I tend to think, you know, this is an instance where the reaction online is not at all mirrored by what most people believe, you know, in their day-to-day life and people who aren't terminally online. But yeah, it's, I think we've seen most elected officials, certainly every Democratic elected official I've seen has condemned this and, you know, called for toning down the rhetoric and less, no political violence. I've seen a lot of Republicans do the same, not all. You know, we have a man in the White House who has already tried to pin this on the radical left, even though we have literally no information about who the shooter is. Regardless, assassinating someone for their political beliefs is not a thing that we want to see happen in the U.S. I don't agree with Charlie. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on much of anything, maybe not anything at all. But watching, and I made the mistake of watching the video, and it was horrific. And it does not lead anywhere good to have these sorts of things happen to conservatives, liberals, anyone, frankly. And to have the handful of lawmakers or activists or just fringe accounts online fueling hate and division and calling for war or revenge is terrifying. You know, Derek Van Orden, you mentioned, he's been one of the more egregious ones I've seen. And you know, we're reporters. He clearly does not like us. He does not like Democrats. He does not like trans people. There's a whole lot of people he doesn't like, and he's tried to blame this on. And there's one person who deserves blame, and it's the person who shot Charlie Kirk. And you know, it's just a really sad state of affairs that this is where we are. Just like it was sad when Melissa Horton got killed in Minnesota a couple months ago. And Governor Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, the governor's residence was firebombed in the spring. And it's a little terrifying. It feels like we're going through a period of time where political violence is normalized. And, you know, again, I agree with Charlie Kirk on nothing. He did not deserve to get shot in the neck and get killed that way. No one deserves that. It's just terrifying that that's where we are as a body politic right now.
I'm sure I'm going to bring this up in just over an hour with our Week in Review panel when we talk about media coverage. But one thing I want to put out there, social media wise, and we refer to Twitter, now X, as a dumpster fire, and so much of social media can be garbage. But I have always said from the very beginning that these sites, YouTube and others, have to and must do a better job of guarding against graphic footage being shared so readily. That was my first exposure to it, was the what's called the auto roll feature, so that as you're scrolling down through your feed, there's the video right there, not an option, not a warning screen or anything like that. And I hear these companies say, well, we're too big, we can't possibly do that. Well, then there's something wrong here that needs to be fixed. I know people like instant gratification on media, but our whole role as journalists, you know, is in part gatekeeper to say this is too graphic to share, for example. And so I'm using up your time on my soapbox, but when you talked about seeing it, same here given no option one way or the other.
Yeah. And I wish I hadn't seen it. I've replayed it in my head a lot of times today. It's not the first clip of someone being killed I've seen on X, unfortunately. There's no shortage of those clips over the last several years. They're all horrifying. Every one of them feels like it chips away at our humanity a little bit. Whether it's someone I like or agree with or know or don't know, it's all horrifying. And yeah, I think these companies just in every single way are just catastrophically responsible for a lot of where we're at politically. A lot of politicians are as well, but you know, I think the way we just treat human life with such callous disregard at this point, a lot of it can be tied to social media and both what it incentivizes and then what it amplifies to people, especially in moments like this.
It really, again, comes down to something that we've been talking about since the start of Courier Newsroom and Up North News, and that is looking for those trusted sources, fact-based, credible, and frankly, folks who aren't going to
put that kind of stuff right in front of you. There are other ways to inform without having to use shock value. And we are very fortunate to have you amongst others as our editors to keep us on the straight and normal for that path. Kiev Akil, Career Newsroom's national political editor. Thanks for the visit. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Pat.
Back with today's history lesson in just a moment. You're up north.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You may already be seeing some holiday decorations at the store, but guess what? We're not seeing holiday impacts on the marketplace yet. I'm Pierre Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of EverAg, says right now when it comes to the dairy complex, we're missing some of those seasonal buyers, those folks that are in the marketplace buying things like cheese for cheese boxes coming up during the holidays. He said it may come, but right now it's missing.
And I'll be the first to own. I got egg on my face right now. This is very typically a time of year where I like to leave a section of milk open to see what can happen. This is our prime time for all the reasons you just stated. And in the moment of now, to our dismay, it hasn't mattered. We've done nothing but break, which is fairly telling about the supply situation and probably more importantly, the lack of interested buyers during this demand season. Now, that said, it's early September. That window is still probably another 30 days out of all these holiday orders needing to come to fruition.
Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of EverAg. And that seasonal demand missing means that markets were down again yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese dropped another 4 cents to 163.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 cents to 162. Double A butter on Thursday down 3.75 cents, 192.75 a pound. What's happening on a Friday morning? Well, those numbers are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This morning in overnight trade, right now, we've got December corn unchanged at 419. March corn unchanged 437. November beans down a penny, currently at 10.33. December wheat's unchanged at 5.21. July new crop unchanged, 5.58. Right now, October class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down 2 cents, 16.30. November this morning stands 16.25 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild. A low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend. 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed.
You know, there's admittedly not a lot of female artists that fit right there on the Yacht Rock playlist, but Maria Muldaur, right there with something like How Smooth is Midnight at the Oasis. Maria Muldaur has a birthday today. She turns 83 years old today. Welcome to today's history lesson on a Yacht Rock Friday, where we cannot set sail, as the Kreitlow Yacht Rock pontoon does every Friday here on A Sea of Sarcasm, without Greg Bach joining us as well. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Hello, everybody. I'm in charge of poop deck.
How are you? Did you stay up late for the whole game?
I stayed up late for none of the game. I went to bed very early because yesterday was a very long day, and then I came home, and one of the, I'll bring it up again. One of the things about using the CPAP now is when you do fall asleep on the couch, it's no longer like, oh, God. It's like, no, I'm actually just really tired. I need to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, you got to get that rest where you can. And I'm always thankful when the Packers get comfortably to a point, as they did early in the fourth quarter, where it's like, all right, this is looking good. And if they blow this, I don't want to be awake to watch it anyway. I'll just see it in the morning. So it worked out all right. Yeah. Let's see. Today's history lesson includes the Constitutional Convention. This day in 1787 is when Delegate George Mason suggested adding a Bill of Rights to the Constitution. But the motion was defeated. They later became the first 10 amendments to the Constitution 4 years later. All right, yes, Mr. Bond.
I was going to say, Pat, really quick, fun fact.
Yes.
The word amendment comes from the word amend, which means to change, which means you can change the Constitution if you wanted to. I'm just putting that out there. Fun fact, English.
Yes, we really could. Oh, well-regulated militia. Yeah, okay. So we're getting to the part of the history lesson now, here in mid-September, with a lot of TV premieres. And, you know, you don't have the catchy theme song so much as you do, you know, or did back in the olden days, like this iconic theme from a show that premiered on NBC this day in 1959.
Yeah!
Bonanza premiered on September 12th, 1959. It was the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color. And again, we make so much of this about generations, but...
Hold on. Don't get that look, Parker, looking off into the middle distance. Like,
that's the one.
What did you have? Did you just look at drawings upon the screen back in the day? How did you take in your television entertainment?
They must have had to read the newspaper to be entertained.
Nobody tell Parker about the days when only radio was the medium of entertainment.
Yes, and then we went from black and white to color, but we see that still in... you just talked about watching Hogan's Heroes, and the first season was in black and white. The first season of Gilligan's Island was in black and white, so you can always see where the dividing line is for all these. Why the Flintstones were in black and white initially, I don't know. That one doesn't seem to make sense to me. But
they ran with pencils.
Yes. Bonanza, anyway, was set in the 1860s and centered on the wealthy Cartwright family who lived in the vicinity of Virginia City, Nevada, bordering Lake Tahoe. You probably know it better as Yellowstone. They just added more sex and violence later.
The Duttons before the Duttons. So Bonanza is another... is another Yellowstone prequel series.
That Taylor Sheridan, I mean, knew what he was doing. You know, his
60-year-old white man around the country, like, I knew it.
I can't see Hassan Little Joe saying, you know, take him to the train station. It just doesn't work that way. Another premiere. Let's move up to 1966. This was another NBC premiere and a theme everybody knows.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
So there was the four actors chosen to portray a pop band based on the Beatles. Mm-hmm. While the Monkees are a fictional band, they did become very real and eventually played on their own recordings, but not in the beginning. It was studio musicians mm-hmm. prior to that.
And legendary songwriters writing for them, too, including Neil Sedaka, Carole King, Neil Diamond.
Yes.
And fun fact, and I've mentioned this before, it was the first concert I ever went to in 1986 for the Monkees' 20th anniversary tour.
Ooh.
With a little-known artist, up-and-coming. No one, he's kind of faded into the distance as in the past, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, never heard of him.
Yeah.
Leash puts on YouTube, and Little Joe would later go on to become Pa Engels. Yes.
He's just really stuck in that old day. Like, he's like, just... Cast me in anything in the 19th century. That's my sweet spot.
Yep. Hey, it worked. One more premiere to talk about. Taxi premiered on ABC this day in 1978. Oh, I struck a nerve with Greg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is play this an Oh, I Love Taxi or an Oh, I Feel Old?
Are we going to play the theme?
I didn't cue it up. No,
I
know. Sorry.
That's fine. I believe that Taxi has the greatest theme song ever. Like, Barney really? Miller is great.
We had this fight last year, Greg. Oh, I'm sorry. Taxi had the worst TV theme ever. There was nothing about it that sounded like a comedy. It was like you were expecting, you know, the cast of some other serious drama show to come in. Now like here's where Greg tells me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Like The Bear or something. I don't know. I don't know why, like, you just can't find nuance in things and, like, art and the fact that a New York taxi cab driver in the 70s, that was hard work, man.
It was.
That was hard work. And then you came to your little space and you found joy and levity, but you still had to go back into the cold world mm-hmm. and deal with people. I think that theme song is perfect.
I have the theme song if we would like.
Bring it. I would make a request.
Okay. Oh. Go for it. Yeah.
No. Sorry. I didn't know this video was going to be like, oh my God, why is it telling me that? Okay, come on.
Yeah,
come
technical on. Difficulties. I love it. I don't miss this part. Ah, yes.
It's a recorder.
Wait for it. Wait for the lo-fi 70s funk to kick in.
Yes.
Come on.
I mean, this is great for on the yacht, but a 70s taxi cab, it just didn't do it for me. I like the range of opinions on this show.
Less recorder, and you're good with it, Pat?
Parker, mute your mic. No one wants to. No one wants to hear this. I don't need two against one.
All right, guys.
Now.
Well, you guys have fun playing this music yourself. I'm out of here.
Come back, Parker. We missed you already.
On this day in 1962, President Kennedy delivered at Rice University the infamous "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech. Nailed that one by 1969. Let's see. This is the anniversary of the birth of Barry White, born this day in 1944. See, now, Greg will do a lot of Michael McDonald impressions. I didn't know if you were going to go down for Barry or not and go get that.
I feel like unless you can really nail that voice, anything less than peak Barry White is disrespectful.
But
I'm like, I just talk about anything I want in the world. Yeah.
But, you know, the one good thing about getting a head cold, if you get the kind of head cold that brings your voice way down, when you can do the Barry White, only when you're sick and you're like, how come I can't make my voice do this when I'm healthy? Well, you just can't. So
I'll do my Barry White impressions at 5:30 in the morning for about 12 minutes. Then I have to move on.
That's your warm-up for the day.
See, brand new commenter on YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Leaf going, if that hadn't been used in Taxi, it would have been the intro to a soft porn movie on early Cinemax. Leaf, off the top rope!
And you know what? That film. Yes, I said film.
Film. Yeah.
Would be respected for that. It's a bold choice.
At least that was beautiful. God. Thank you. The late Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, was born this day in 1952. Singer-songwriter Ben Folds is 59 years old today. Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland turns 51 years old today.
I don't want to get a baby. Let's turn off the phone.
She's got that kind of, if you took Reba McEntire and exaggerated it a little bit and like almost too much, she almost gets so far.
If you made Reba McEntire stay up real late and record.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. Emmy Rossum, actress, you know her from Shameless. She's 39 years old today. On this day in 1910, the country's first known female police officer, Alice Wells, was appointed by the LAPD. Again, that was this day back in 1910.
Woke.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Jennifer Hudson. She turns 44 years old today. Got Sydney Sweeney, who turns 28 years old today and has a new movie out today where she portrays a boxer. Let's see, singer Kelsey Ballerini has a birthday today. She is 32. Oh, let's see, on the national day calendar, this is Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Oh,
approve. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I haven't had a good old-fashioned chocolate milkshake. I mean, I'll get one at McDonald's, nothing against them or anything, but you know the kind I'm talking about where it's really rich and chocolatey.
The key is when they bring the steel can and pour it into the glass cup.
Oh, yes, the canister. Yes.
Yeah, the canister, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The way they used to do it. There used to be all these ice cream places like Bridgman's and Farrell's and other places like that. And we don't have a good ice cream joint like the way that we used to in a lot of places.
And I think we've had this discussion before too. If there was one that would be open, actually, there's a nice place in Racine actually down here downtown.
There's some here in Chippewa Falls. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But if that happened, it would just be a bougie, expensive deconstruction of a vanilla milkshake. That's $14.
There is that. I know. Let's see. This is National Day of Encouragement. So,
Parker, go for it.
There you go. There's your encouragement for the day. It is, of course, National Policewoman Day. It's International Stand Up to Cancer Day. And then the one I wanted to pick Greg's brain on is this is National Video Game Day.
Yes.
And not for any particular reason. So it really should have been yesterday when we were talking about the Atari 2600.
Oh.
So now we get a call back to yesterday's conversation, drag Greg into it, whether he wants to or not. What was your history on video game consoles?
Disappointing, things? Pat, I must say. I to this day, I feel very left out of the game. We had Atari, we had Coleco, we had Nintendo, and that was it. I mean, I have a PS3 at home. We never play it. I just don't have video games. Went from Super Mario Brothers, where I could solve it in like an hour, to now it's like games require 50 hours, 10 to 100 hours of play. I'm like, who can do that?
It's Pac-Man. It was so simple. You could be dead within 60 seconds. Pong. That's a real video game there.
Yeah.
Greg Bach is with us here. And in our next hour, we will, of course, have our Week in Review panel. Live from the lake, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Parker, what was your one job during the history lesson?
My one job during the history lesson? To play the music.
No, okay. What was your other job during the history lesson?
To be a good
Look
listener.
At the bottom of the screen, Parker.
The bottom of the screen. Oh, the entertainment.
No, the Free Ticket Friday.
Oh.
We forgot to do that in the history lesson.
Oh.
Anyway, catch.
Catch.
C-A-T-C-H. Yeah.
Good catch,
catch
Pat.
Catch is the keyword. You have a keyword coming up later on Matt and Air on Air, Greg, don't you?
I do. We have a keyword coming up during our show. You're going to download the free Civic Media app, and then when I give you that keyword, like you've done for this show, you are going to type that word in, text it to us, text it incorrectly, and you'll be in the running. Now, I have a question.
Now, not text it incorrectly. Text it in correctly.
Text it in, comma, correctly. Space. My goodness.
It's early.
They're playing Anaheim, or they play?
They're playing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim next Thursday night.
Not anymore.
No, they're not.
No.
What?
It's not of Anaheim anymore.
Whatever they are. Are they just now, what are they, the Los Angeles Angels now?
Yeah, now they're actually what you would think they would be. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, see, I saw Los Angeles, and my apologies to anyone listening yesterday. Uh-huh. Or earlier in the week, Dodgers. I was saying the Dodgers because I just saw
say,
Los
stop
Angeles.
Right, because in the instruction sheet, it just says Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you go at the schedule. So there you go.
It is the Anaheim Angels.
I'll change it to Angels.
Which, by the way, I must say, if you ever have the chance, the Anaheim Angels Stadium, which is just Anaheim Stadium, which I love. There's no sponsor name on there. It's a beautiful stadium. It's a great stadium to see baseball.
They got until the earthquake
takes
money.
It down. Yeah, but
okay. Wow. Wow. Thanks.
If I were to get them, let's see the milkshake conversation. Oh, before, again, catch. That's the word till 9 a.m. Different keyword for Matt and Air on Air, and then more keywords throughout the day. More chances to win. Leaf talking about the milkshake day. Frost Stop Drive-In, Taylor's Falls. Still does carside delivery. Superb shake, $9 for a large. Roger says, I used to make my own chocolate milkshakes when I was younger and fill a 32-ounce tumbler.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey.
That's a lot.
Did you ever have an egg cream?
No, I have not. Some people rave delicious. About them. And
they're delicious. When they're made correctly. Yeah, when they're made correctly, they're delicious.
Okay. So this is the part of the program that's brand new.
Ooh.
Brand new. This is where, do you watch TMZ at all, Greg?
No.
Do you ever watch TMZ?
I have a couple of friends who appear on there, so I'll watch it when they're on there, and I'll, you know, if I see clips on the internet. Have you heard of it? The internet? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the show is completely mindless celebrity news and yes. entertainment. And part of the reason I like to watch it is somewhat reminiscent of our old TV newsroom in that, I mean, everybody was kicking stories around and having fun, kind of making fun of each other along the way. And, it, you know, it's nice. They were pitching these stories to Harvey Levin, who would stand up on his soapbox there with his his little drink cup and then determine if the stories were good or bad, were going to get pitched or not.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to play the role of Harvey here, and young Mr. Olson is going to bring to us various entertainment stories, and we're going to determine if they become our entertainment story of the day.
Can we get this?
Oh, I don't have that. I'll pull that.
Okay. So in the area of entertainment and celebrity news, Mr. Olson, what do you want to put out there first as a potential best entertainment story of the day?
Well, we talked a lot about the Coldplay Kiss Cam, if you remember that whole saga.
I do.
There's been developments to the saga. Were you aware of this, Mr. Kreitlow?
I was not, Mr. Olson. Tell me more.
Well, TMZ, go figure, they have discovered that on that fabled summer night, the woman who was caught on camera allegedly having an affair with the CEO of her company, apparently her and her husband, she has a husband.
Yes, yes, we
which
know.
I actually don't know if I remember that or not, but turns out they were already getting a divorce before this happened. They were...
Yes.
That would
check out. I mean... You know, if you're kind of on Splitsville, why wouldn't you have a fling with the boss, right?
But the CEO was married, though, right?
Yes.
Yes. And the woman, apparently her husband has come out and been like, no, I don't care. We're getting divorced. We're filing.
We're going our separate ways. The soon-to-be ex-husband was not nearly as bothered as the soon-to-be ex-wife, because the soon-to-be ex-wife did not know that she was a soon-to-be ex-wife until a much more recent event happened in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
So, all right. There's our Coldplay Kiss Cam development. Yes. You got one more for us?
Oh, sure. Floyd Mayweather.
Sell it, buddy.
Floyd Mayweather, if you remember the boxer, he can't put the gloves down, and neither can Mike Tyson, apparently.
No.
What?
No. Yeah. The legendary boxers will, despite their age,
swing their walkers at each other.
They will be fighting each other at some time next year. Mayweather is 48, Tyson is 59, and that's not much younger than Pat. So this begs the question, Pat.
Wow.
When will you get in the ring?
Yeah.
And who are you fighting?
Will it be someone roughly your age, or will it be someone much, much, much younger like Jake Paul was doing?
Oh, no. That wouldn't be happening at all. And especially, you know, my arm, I think it's broken. I don't think I can do this. I don't know. Let me think about it here. Greg, if you had to pick one of those stories as your story of the day, would you pick one of those?
I would pick, I would pick the latter. Mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather versus Mike Tyson. I would just ask, would their gloves be covered in the paperwork that held their assault charges?
there.
Bang!
That's why we bring Greg Bach in
from
for
the
this.
Top rope.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Bach. One more entertainment note. Garth Brooks has added a second. Your brother. Garth Brooks has added a second Milwaukee show at the American Family Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds. The June 17th show will now be preceded by a June 16th show. Basically, now a two-night warm-up party for Summerfest that'll kick off June 18th and run for three weekends.
I think I'm going.
Which one?
Don't care. Either one. Both. If I have the money, both.
That's right. That's how it works. Thank you, Mr. Bach. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a lovely, lovely day and weekend as well.
You bet. Greg. Our weekend review panel is coming up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New clues in the search for the gunman who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Last night, the FBI released new surveillance images and video. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He raced across the top of the roof and then climbed down the side of the building and then proceeded to just walk next to a parking lot down onto the street.
Lawmakers in Washington boosting personal security after threats in the wake of Kirk's killing. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's running for governor of South Carolina, is backing off her schedule.
We will not be doing any public events anytime soon until we have a better handle on greater security controls.
In Brazil. Celebrations in the streets after former President Jair Bolsonaro was sentenced to 27 years on a conviction of plotting to overthrow his country's government. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.